Claude Denver is a response manager for the State Emergency Operations Center. Denver has been working with the Association of Village Council Presidents and villages to prepare for flooding along the river. He says communities should already be taking preliminary measures.
Like moving the elders that live normally on the riverbank to a place further up in town that's better protected.
Denver adds villages should consider putting sandbags around critical infrastructure like power plants and communications equipment. Vehicles and boats should be moved to higher ground. And if water reaches into your home, Denver says your first option should be to move to higher ground within the village.
If that is with family members that are in a better portion of town, great.
If too many homes are affected, then Denver says the village should prepare communal space for people to go.
Usually most communities have got some agreement in place with the local school.
He realizes the risks of congregating a large number of people during the COVID-19 pandemic. He says people will have to weigh that risk with the flood.
To protect yourself from being in the water, you're going to have to make some choices.
In those communal spaces, Denver says social distancing will be people's main protection from COVID-19.
I mean, there's no magic bullets that we have here.
The COVID-19 pandemic is also forcing the state to abandon one of its flood evacuation strategies. In previous years, if entire villages flooded, they were encouraged to move to a nearby community.
This year is probably not the best year for that because of the COVID virus. And we don't want to introduce people who may have the virus into a population that doesn't.
Therefore, in the worst-case scenario, the state has agreements with the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation and Tanana Chiefs Conference to fly people from villages to hubs like Bethel, Anchorage, or Fairbanks. Denver says there is one risk to that strategy.
Now, the only caveat to that strategy is that unless a declaration is made by the state for a disaster, there's no funding stream for it.
Denver says if the state doesn't declare a disaster due to flooding, those health entities will have to decide if they can afford to pay out of pocket to transport people out of flooded villages. Denver says it's too early to tell if the flooding this year will require evacuating entire villages. He says the Kuskokwim River Watch crew is starting aerial surveys so people can know what's coming down the river. You can find River Watch updates on KYUK or the National Weather Service website and Facebook page. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.